series. And I'm also, oddly, find myself quite grateful after 36 hours in Sydney to the journalists of Australia. I don't say this lightly. Often one of the great perils of traveling the world and lecturing and talking is having to spend a lot of time being interviewed. But in the last 24 hours, I've been interviewed 4 or 5 times now at the ABC studio, and each one has been better than the one before, more interesting. You should be very proud of Adam Spencer, and then Margot O'Neill, and then Philip Adams, and then this morning, the great, glorious pleasure of Margaret Throsby, yes, and her program, and we were talking about music and about the world. It was quite glorious, and I'm afraid that it got me in the mood for telling stories. I'm a little worried about that, because ideas are supposed to be our brief tonight, and I'll try to toss a few ideas in as we go along, but stories, in a sense, are how I perceive the world, and I think how most people perceive the world, and they are what move us to action, and in fact, it is action to which I will try to move you before the evening is out. It seems to me that ideas on which we do not act curdle.